On the shores of Nice and Cannes, where burkini swimsuits are banned, French police have been recently fining Muslim women due to their clothing. Ever since these bans on the burkini, a debate has raged in France and beyond about the wearing of this swimsuit, secularism and Muslim women's rights. Ahida Zanetti, creator and designer of the burkini, spoke to The Wire's Sophie Comer about her invention and the Western policing of Muslim women's dress.
You can easily spot a Muslim woman because of her hijab or her veil. She's an easy target. She's the first person or the first thing to target when there is a political issue. There is a political issue in France. I'm wearing a hijab, for me, it makes me complete. I feel comfortable and free with a hijab. And now that I've got swimwear or sportswear, that not only do I feel comfortable and now I've got active and a healthy lifestyle. I truly believe they should just do what they're supposed to do and try and work the differences out within the world without targeting the women.
A lot of non-Muslims seem to feel they have the right to comment on Muslim women's dress.
I invented the burkini to integrate within Australian lifestyle. There was a bit of issues going on around the world that I wanted to make sure that when I produced this swimsuit, that the wearer herself was not going to be identified. So that stereo image of what a Muslim woman's supposed to look like, that was the first thing I took away and replaced the veil with a type of hood, which is a Western-like type of clothing. So it's just a long top with a pair of pants and it's got an attachment hood, just like a hooded top. So to me, I was integrating, you know, amongst the West and East and so forth. I wanted to make sure she was not judged upon on what her race and religion and her size and colour was. So, and that's what I did. But once again, the French has misunderstood again and labelled this burkini swimsuit into an Islamic type of dress, which is not. Islam was brought up over 2,000 years ago. There was no burkini 2,000 years ago. The burkini was invented in 2004. It doesn't have any kind of religious symbol. There are nearly 50% of women buying the burkini swimsuit that are not Muslim. They are using the burkini swimsuit for either skin protection, skin cancer survivors, breast cancer survivors. They don't want to expose their bikinis in front of the sun anymore or in front of people anymore. And so they have a choice to do so. They're swimming with their kids for religious purposes. Like, they could be for any reason. Why are you judging me? Wearer automatically under an Islamic symbol.
Your initial inspiration for the burkini, it was a story about your niece, wasn't it?
My niece wanted to play netball, and it was quite difficult to get her enrolled in a netball team because of her clothing that didn't, she needed to wear something long sleeve, you know, with a full pants, and she chose to wear a hijab at a very young age. Now, she chose to wear a hijab 10 years before her mother chose to wear it. So it was a choice of hers. There was no restrictions. There was no force move on it. There was nothing. My niece chose to do it because that's what she felt comfortable with. And when she finally entered into the team and someone accepted her in that team, and we were all invited to watch her first game, and she was so happy but so hot. So it just got me thinking once again that we did miss out on a lot of sporting activities and swimming lessons because we just didn't have suitable clothing to wear. I just didn't want to go that to happen in the future. So my intentions were to bring out a product that anyone can wear it, even though it was aimed for a Muslim girl, and she was never going to be identified of what race or religion or colour or size or anything. She was just going to participate in whatever sporting and swimming activity with the comfort of just happiness and freedom.
And as a result, just in Australia, you consider it's a sort of union of identity, so it's a perfect thing for both Australian and for Muslims?
And that was my aim. It was a Western design, but I did want it to be recognisable by our Middle Eastern community. So there was, you know, the logo. The only thing that I actually did was, you know, use a Middle Eastern word, which was burqa, including in the name of the description. And I also used Arabic fonts on my brand name, but the actual garment itself, if I didn't have those two things beside it, you would not have known it was for a Muslim.
Creator and designer of the burkini, Ahida Zanetti, speaking to The Wire's Sophie Comer.